Well, here we are gathered together here in Studio 1A once again, Rex Latchford, with another day page. And I am looking at a paper publication. It's not going to be named here. But it is one of many publications that carries This Modern World by Tom Tomorrow. It's a six-panel comic strip. And I'm going to read it to you since this is the radio and you can't see it. It's entitled, When is a War Not a War? If another country attacked the U.S. with missiles, but no ground troops, we probably wouldn't play semantic games. The images of the White House with missiles overhead and bombs exploding. One set of balloons says, Sir, it's a limited, tailored military thingamajig. The president says, What? War. We're at war. In the next panel, but if the U.S. attacks another country with missiles, but no ground troops, then we're definitely not calling that a war. A nerdy-looking guy with glasses has his fingers up in the air, and he says, it's really more of a, quote, war, unquote. And he's wiggling his index and middle fingers. You know, with air quotes. In the next panel, in war, with air quotes, we don't actually want to have a significant impact. One gray head says, God forbid we should tip the balance of power from the brutal dictator we don't like to the brutal rebels we also don't like. And the military general says, we must calibrate our missiles very carefully. In the next panel, war, with air quotes, isn't about achieving an objective. It's about maintaining credibility. John Kerry is saying in a balloon, if we don't do something, all the other countries will laugh at us and call us names. And then we'll have to bomb them. In the last panel, best of all, congressional approval is pretty much irrelevant when it comes to war, with air quotes. President Obama is saying, except when you need political cover, in which case, the participation of Congress is vital. After all, it's a democracy, in air quotes. And there you have it. From the president's air quotes to your ears. This Modern World by Tom Tomorrow. Actually, that strip is dated 9/11/2013. But it seemed relevant, especially with the distraction of the Syrian war noise going on, despite the fact that it's said that it's being wrapped up. We'll see about that. Meantime, in the news, with Lawrence H. Summers' withdrawal, Janet L. Yellen has become the top candidate to lead the Federal Reserve, a choice likely seen as a reluctant capitulation by President Obama to his party's left wing. Aaron Alexis, identified as the gunman in the Washington Naval Yard shooting that happened yesterday, served as a Navy reservist, had an interest in Buddhism, and had problems with the law. Now, that's an interesting thing because we occasionally hear about violent acts being committed by Buddhists, and obviously they're about as Buddhist as most Americans are, well, let's say Christian. Obviously, another case in which religion is not an effective descriptor. Authorities say that Aaron Alexis made his way to a floor overlooking an atrium at the naval facility and took aim at people eating breakfast below. And speaking of breakfast, a United Nations report provided new evidence of Syria's culpability in an August 21st attack, which left hundreds of civilians dead. And in today's Times Magazine, How Robots Can Trick You Into Loving Them. The writer says, I like to think of my Roomba as cute and industrious. He makes noises while he cleans that make me feel as if he's communicating with me, which contributes to the fact that I've assigned him a sex. He exists in the liminal space between animate and inanimate, but once he's done cleaning my floors, I don't mind putting him in the closet until I need his services again. He's a rolling disc, after all. And there you have it, another day page. Join me again tomorrow for another turn of the day page, and you can collect all the day pages if that's something that floats your boat, at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, and I'll see you tomorrow.